This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like we always say at this time of day. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. The shortcut will get you there. And then, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we've got telephone call in line, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. We're going to be reading from today's grievance, the grievance on number 47. You believe that? Wow, number 47, just an amazing number. Anyway, got a lot of things happening. We went to Zero Hedge at the break. We've been hankering to do this as one of our sources of information. One of the things that's going to come up for New California is we're starting to see signs and symptoms in France of problems with New California. Because, you know, California, as they say, is the fifth largest economy in the world. I don't know where they get that number from. Some say it's seven, some say it's nine. It's hard to believe that they're whatever. I mean, the government is part of that economy, by the way. The size of government is what I'm saying. But one of the things that's going to come up is your credit score as a country or as a state, and what is the credit risk going to be for the things that are going on with false, all false. And the reason why I say that is because one of the biggest things they got going on, of course, is they've got money issues, big time money issues, like California has money issues. And Macron has been hankering to, of course, pass tax, a carbon tax. That's good. That's going to help save the day, which is what Jerry Brown's issue was in passing the carbon tax, right? Right. This is the latest one that we got. And, of course, the election fraud that goes on in California, as we all know, helped to ensure that. So French credit risk soars as Macron bailout blows out the deficit. This is from Zero Edge. It says, French credit risk soars as Macron bails out deficit. Now, keep this in mind for all of you new Californians, because this is something that we'll probably see in the next few months. Having bitched and moaned under the utter temerity of the Italians to suggest a growth budget that busts Brussels' mandated deficit limits, the French are about to make Milan's defiance look like child's play. Macron, Mr. Rothschild, of course. French Prime Minister Eduardo Philippe said the measures announced on Monday by President Emmanuel Macron to appease so-called yellow vest protesters will necessarily have an impact on the country's deficit. And the word, I like the adjective, necessarily have an impact. It says, the measure will have consequences in terms of spending that necessarily implies consequences in terms of deficit, and we know it will have an impact on the 2019 deficit. I mean, that's the wordy, that's a quote that they're using from this Eduardo Philippe guy. Philippe said the government will take measures to avoid accelerating public spending, but for now, it's not looking good. Specifically, as the EU pressures Italy to retreat from a deficit of 2.5% of GDP next year, the promises Macron unveiled Monday night from a 100 euro, 114 to the dollar, a month hike in the minimum wage to abolish a tax on pensions are expected to cost around 10 billion EUs, jeez, or 0.5 PPT of the GDP. There you go. 5% of the GDP. Which, as French budget minister Gérald Darmanin indicated, will send the 2019 budget deficit to 3.4% of GDP. And that budget-busting populist bailout for Macron has sent French credit risk soaring to its highest since 2017. And they have indicators that to indicate the credit risk to France. No, in California, the credit risk is going to come from, of course, not having available cash on hand to pay off the credit risk. I mean, to pay off the loans. Because a lot of this stuff, in terms of the big states and so on, is done by credit and various swaps and things like that. So they're saying here, because of the decisions that were made to appease these protesters, their income is not going to be as projected. That's kind of the simplest way to look at this, for the government to be able to function. Now, juxtaposition that with Spain. Spain came in, and what Spain did was they cut to the bone. They got smart. It used to be the pigs were in trouble in the EU. Okay, it used to be 2 or 3 years ago we were talking about the pigs being in trouble in the EU. Now, what that meant was this: Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain were the ones that were troubled. Now we've got this, all the things that are going on with immigration, putting pressures on all the 15 million people fled from the Middle East, mostly Muslim countries, into the European Union. All that was all encouraged, of course, by Angela Merkel. And oh, what kind of trouble did it cause the French and the British, right? Beheadings, anyone? Excuse me. Have to get some coffee. So who's in trouble now of the pigs that were in trouble before? Not Spain. It's the pig. And Italy's one of them that's been in trouble. And they've tried some austerity programs. So Spain comes out and they did the right thing 2 years ago. And they cut back. They're not a drag, if you will, as bad of a drag economically on the European Union as other countries. And now, you see, Macron, in order to stay at pace with his government, he had to tax everybody. And when that tax fell in disproportionate, of course, on the middle class, this is where you got the revolt from. And now they realize, from a credit standpoint, France is in trouble. So what's going to happen to their credit rating is the big question. Their credit rating is naturally going to tumble. That will happen to California. It's about to happen to California. Because as we know, and again, I'm asking you, if you know the telltale signs of the state of California not paying their bills, let us know. We want to know. We know what that's like. You know, you run a business and you have a business situation with the state of California and they're not paying their bill and they should be? Or if you have foster children? What's going on there? State not paying you like they said they would? You're down on the list. I know about the fostering business. The state's not paying, are they? Oh, just a minor problem, right? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
he's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Texas bill would allow 10 commandments to be posted in classrooms. Time to allow the 10 commandments in Texas classrooms? One state lawmaker thinks so. This is coming from the Star Telegram. Representative Dan Flynn of VAN wants to make sure that any Texas teacher who wants to display the Ten Commandments in his or her classroom can. That's why he filed House Bill 307 that says school officials, particularly school board trustees, cannot prevent copies of those commandments from being posted in a prominent location in the classroom. I think it's a good idea, said Flynn. If a teacher wants to put it in a classroom, they should be able to. Just as if they wanted to do something about Halloween or Thanksgiving or any other decoration. So they're coming at it from the decoration. Public displays of the Ten Commandments have sparked legal battles in the past. And this would likely do so if Texas lawmakers approve it during the upcoming legislative session that begins January 8th. Once every 2 years they meet, by the way. It's unconstitutional, said Bob Tuttle, a professor of law and religion at George Washington University's Law School. The government is limited to its ability to display religious messages. You couldn't have a banner hanging across the entrance of the city hall that says, Jesus saves. That would be the government invoking religion, really. That's what really is going on here with the Ten Commandments. School children are subject to being captive audience for a particular government message. Just What was it that gave Mr. Flynn, well, not Mr. Flynn, but this George Washington guy, Bob Tuttle, what was it that gave him the freedom to write that? His unalienable rights to write that, by the way. Boy, that's really sort of a bad predicament for him. Obviously, he doesn't understand the Constitution, this constitutional lawyer, right? A law professor and professor of law and religion? There you go. That's him. Flynn said he filed the bill again because teachers have told him they want to display, not teach, the Ten Commandments in the classroom. So treat it as a declaration. A teacher's classroom is her office where they should be putting things, blah, blah, blah. Tuttle disagreed. Anyone who puts the Ten Commandments in a classroom and spends the money to legally defend that move will lose and will pay the legal fees. Really? So that's that. Okay, fine. Have it your way, Tuttle. We'll see what happens. Shake it off. Let's see here. This is the Trump. This is a Trump article. Shake it off. Some Trump allies starting to worry about investigations. President Donald Trump's intensifying legal troubles are unnerving some of his fellow Republicans despite his brash stance. They believe the turmoil has left him increasingly vulnerable as he gears up for what is sure to be a nasty fight for re-election. Trump, ever confident of his ability to bend storylines to his will, mocks the investigations into his conduct as candidate and president as witch hunt and insists he will survive the threats. But a shift began to unfold over the weekend after prospectors in New York State for the first time, prosecutors on prospectors, linked Trump to a federal crime of illegal hush payments. That left some of the associates fearful that his customary bravado is unwarranted. For some Republicans, the implication that the president may have directed a campaign finance violation, which would be a felony, could foreshadow a true turning point in the Republican relationship with him when special counsel releases his report on the Russia investigation. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more that's going to come out from the Southern District of New York. And from at some point from Mueller's investigation as well, said John Thune of South Dakota, the chamber's increasing incoming number two Republican, said Monday. What they're implying there, obviously, is something I assume at some point the president will have the opportunity to respond to. These are all these people losing quick faith. We'll see what happens. The Democrats are still coming to terms with their drubbing in last month's House elections, which were stolen again. The departure of John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff has set off a disorganized search for a replacement who could stay in the job through the 2020 campaign after Trump's top choice, the Vice President Chief of Staff Nick Ayers, passed on the job Few of the remaining candidates have political experience. Okay, great. I love the way they word these things. Democrats will soon take control of the House of Representatives, widening subpoena power and potentially exploring impeachment proceedings. Meanwhile, financial markets have been jittery, in part because of Trump's trade wars and concerns that higher borrowing costs could ultimately trigger a recession. Facing pressure from Mueller and an impending onslaught of Democratic investigations, Trump could hew even further to the right, catering exclusively to the base of voters he is concerned about losing, according to a Republican close to the White House who has consulted on the early election efforts. Trump could face a primary election challenger from within his own party. He doesn't seem concerned. The president is eager to unleash his reelection machinery and begin to collect pledges of loyalty from across the GOP to quell any hint of insurrection. The Trump team also discussed the possibility of a challenge from someone such as outgoing Ohio Governor Kasich. There you go. And Jeff Flake. There you go. Jeez. He's got to be worried about that. Jeff Flake. Eric, oh boy, Jeff. We have to be worried about Jeff Flake. If you're Donald Trump, I don't think so. Supreme Court gives victory to Planned Parenthood in Medicaid case. Three of the court's conservatives said the court should have taken up the case, but Justice Kavanaugh and Chief Justice Roberts voted with the majority. Now everybody's saying, what about this Kavanaugh? Is he really conservative? The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday left lower court victories intact for Planned Parenthood in a legal battle with states over access of Medicaid patients to the group services. The dispute did not involve abortion, but the action by the justices keeps a hot-button political issue off the docket. Three of the court's conservatives said the court should have taken the case. One says, after an anti-abortion group released videos in 2015 that purported to show officials from Planned Parenthood talking about selling fetal tissue, several states immediately terminated Medicaid provider agreements with the state's affiliates. The videos were largely discredited. Really? Now, this again is NBC News. They're largely discredited. No, they weren't. This is who is this? Breaking news. Let's go here. Let's see what the breaking news is here. If it comes up. Breaking news. Didn't come up. Sorry for the breaking news. Medicaid patients in Kansas and Louisiana, two of the states that took actions against Planned Parenthood, claim the states violated Medicaid's requirement that patients must be free to seek their health. And I believe that. I think most people believe that, too.
We've got breaking news from the Supreme Court, which means NBC News Justice Correspondent Pete Williams is on the case. Pete, what's going on?
Well, this is a victory for Planned Parenthood involving an attempt by a couple of states to say that Planned Parenthood could not get Medicaid money in those states to provide pregnancy-related services. And this actually has its roots. Remember in that video that was published that claimed that Planned Parenthood people were talking about selling fetal tissue from aborted fetuses? Now, that turned out to be discredited, but nonetheless, two states, Louisiana and Kansas, passed state laws saying that people on Medicaid could not get services from Planned Parenthood.
So they reversed it. And Kavanaugh was part of the decision-making process. How's that working out for everybody that's conservative?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, we read a grievance. And today is grievance number 47. Jeez. 47. December 11th, 2018. It's amazing. 47 grievances. And this is the grievance. I'll read it to you. We're taking out the first two pages. It's for brevity's reasons. So we have a level of understanding about what the grievance is. Grievance against against California. State of New California, Grievance 47, Declaration of Grievance, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a Republican form of government, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monopartisan system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. California state Constitution, Article 1, Declaration of Rights, Section 1, Section 32, adopted 1879. All people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable rights. Among these are enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. Mass Yellow Vest Revolt is now the order of the day. The California Communist Governor, the monoparty government, along with their associates at the county and city levels, are engaging in mass sustainability fraud, which is being implemented all over California. The United Nations Agenda 21 and 2030 Agenda plans for sustainability were adopted by the United States in 1992. Many nations around the world have embraced the totalitarian plan, including the state of California. Now, in 2018, the plans have matured and their true totalitarian design can be fully seen. In France, a full-blown revolt against the fraud perpetrated by the United Nations is in the works. The people in France are suffering the same injustices as Californians under the totalitarian edicts, where the end game for their sustainability plan is to reduce the population of humans on the planet from 7 billion to 500 million. The tools to do such monstrous activities are provided by the United Nations and their local extensions known as ICLEI, a.k.a. as the Local Governments for Sustainability, a global network of 1,500 towns and regions. They impact 25% of the global urban population. Most of the cities, towns, and regions involved in ICLEI are found in California. Chuck DeVore, vice president of the National Initiatives at the Texas Public Policy Foundation and former California assemblyman, wrote the following. The Yellow Vest Revolt is largely middle-class people who earn their livings by driving or who commute to get to work. The cause of their ire is a scheduled 25 cents per gallon increase in gas taxes and about 10 cents on diesel, to fight climate change. There's that word, climate change. President Macron, deeply unpopular, just reversed course on the new green tax. Parisians are already paying about $7.06 per gallon for gasoline, almost half of that in taxes. In Paris, streets burned over a proposed 25 cents per gallon climate change tax. Imagine the global conflagration over a $49 per gallon tax. The economic wreckage of such a punitive tax would plunge the global economy into a permanent depression, and that's assuming politicians could enact such huge tax increases over the will of their voters. The violent protests in France were fueled by intense frustration felt by a middle class that sees itself squeezed. They don't earn enough to be part of the elite, unconcerned with fuel taxes group, but they work hard enough that they don't qualify for the generous welfare benefits handed out to the nation's poor and newly arrived immigrants from Africa and the Middle East. Does this sound like California? But it's in France. The oppression felt in all aspects of California life today are the result of Agenda 21 and 2030 agendas. While we in California state have a U.S. Constitution to provide guidance to a new state, the French do not. The French people are now in open revolt against the same totalitarian plan as we, New Californians. New Californians stand with the Yellow Vests. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Illegal acts and tactics. Utilizing Marxist, Leninist, and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the Communist California governor, monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of the California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the United States of America. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California Communist government, in conjunction with the Communist state executive, instituted wherever the current Communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which secures our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority. Betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of their responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. Prayer. The citizens of New California State pray the president for the president to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in the state of California. And that concludes the grievance number 47. California, New California, and the French people are very much in agreement. I know it's probably a little disappointing to hear us say that. I mean, it would take me, I mean, knowing that the French are all into the climate business and sustainability. Well, the practical world is now met up with the French. And, of course, it's meeting up with the government of California. There is a revolt that's growing in New California. Is that revolt? No, but we have a constitution, and I think that's the salient part, and it's mentioned in the grievance, that we have a constitution that will lead to a peaceful agreement to separate the state, and we will help our California brethren out. I mean, when this whole thing starts to go down, we want it to be a win-win for everyone, don't we? This is not an all-or-none proposition, zero-sum game. This is, I win, you win. We all win in the end. And that's what it's all about. New California. People are starting to wake up, and we appreciate it. You can visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get this information. The grievance has not been posted up there yet, but will be shortly after the end of the show, which is coming. Do you believe it's already the third hour? Wow. I find it absolutely, absolutely amazing. Now, this is kind of interesting for all this to play into. I get a little thing. They want me to interview somebody about America becoming the net oil exporter for the first time in 75 years. More riots rock Paris. Delusion, despair, and hinterlands. Macron promises tax relief. Really? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Trump versus Google, a timeline of... I don't want to read that. Old Oath Media struggles. Okay. We have got a failure to communicate. A real failure to communicate. U.S. Army. And all the things... They're getting a new gun, by the way. The U.S. Army. Which I find interesting. It's supposed to be able to penetrate body armor in the whole nine yards, becoming more and more lethal by the day. I guess you can say more and more lethal by the day. Going on defense, Trump floats Pentagon. We did that one. We did that one already. Sex slaves. Jeez, what are people thinking? And this guy from California Nuns. And teacher, this is all coming from the Fox folks. The teacher allegedly snorted morphine in front of students. Nice. California Nuns embezzle $500,000 and go to Vegas, officials say. I don't know about that. I don't know about... the nuns get all gussied up and then they go to Vegas. I get it. No, what's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with that picture? Here's Tucker.
Tonight, if you've been watching television recently, you've probably heard the bad news. The Trump administration is over, toast, cooked, done for good, and along with it, any hope of the middle class revolution that 63 million Americans voted for 2 years ago. The reason for this tragedy is simple. The president has been caught committing felonies. Here's what the legal experts without law degrees are saying on television.
If precedent means anything in the Trump era. Donald Trump will be, must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed in the Michael Cohen case.
Both parties need to get on board to pass articles of impeachment.
You have conspiracy, you have obstruction, you have campaigns finance, and you have emoluments. If the Democrats do not pursue this vigorously, they will be in some ways held accountable for abdicating their responsibility. It goes to the moral question, the ethical question. Democracy is at stake.
This criminal must be brought up by the Congress of the United States for impeachment.
We're not even going to show you the Don Lemon tape. There's a lot of emotion there. But to sum up, they're telling us that we're staring down the barrel of a constitutional crisis. And that crisis stems from what MSNBC describes as, quote, the crimes prosecutors say the president committed in the Michael Cohen case. Which crimes were those? We have the answer. The relevant details were spelled out in a piece that ran over the weekend in the New York Times under this headline, quote, prosecutors say Trump directed illegal payments during campaign. The gist of the story is this. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has told federal prosecutors that he facilitated payments to two women who said they had affairs with Donald Trump. And then, well, actually, that's it. That's the entire story right there. Paying these two women, say federal prosecutors and their flacks at NBC News, was a serious crime, a crime worthy of impeachment, if not indictment. Okay, but you might be wondering, how exactly is that criminal? Well, we're going to explain it to you. We're going to start by stipulating that everything Michael Cohen has told the feds is absolutely true. Now, assuming honesty isn't usually a wise idea with Michael Cohen, but for the sake of argument, let's do it in this case. Everything he says is true. Why is what Cohen is alleging a criminal offense? Remember the facts of the story. These are undisputed. Two women approached Donald Trump and threatened to ruin his career and humiliate his family if he doesn't give them money. Now, that sounds like a classic case of extortion. Yet, for whatever reason, Trump caves to it, and he directs Michael Cohen to pay the ransom. Now, more than 2 years later, Trump is a felon for doing this. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Oh, but you're not a federal prosecutor on a political mission. If you were a federal prosecutor on a political mission, you would construe those extortion payments as campaign contributions. You do this even though the money in question did not come from or go to Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Then you'd claim that Trump and Michael Cohen violated campaign finance law because they didn't publicly disclose those payments, despite the fact that disclosing them would nullify the reason for making them in the first place, which was to keep the whole thing secret. That is the argument you would make, both in federal court and through your proxies on cable television. It is insultingly stupid. But because everyone in power hates the target of your investigation, nobody would question you. And that's what's happening right now. Now, by this reasoning, any money a political candidate spends to maintain or protect his image while running for office now qualifies as a regulated campaign donation and has to be disclosed. That would include, by the way, in addition to an infinite number of other things, buying toothpaste and getting a haircut. It would definitely include the taxpayer finance slush fund that Congress has set aside to pay off its own sexual harassment claims. Yes, those now qualify as campaign contributions. They must be publicly disclosed. Except, of course, they're not publicly disclosed, and they never will be. Why is that? Well, that might be a question for congressional leaders, including, now that we think about it, Congressman Adam Schiff of Burbank, California. He's the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a very powerful man in the Congress.
What does
Mr. Schiff have to say about Congress not disclosing the very same payments that Democrats say Trump should be impeached for not disclosing? Let's ask him.
There's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Trump knows that he's facing some pretty strong criminal liability when he leaves office, one way or another. And, you know, even if a sitting president can't be indicted, he's got to know his future looks like it's behind bars unless he cuts some sort of deal with the prosecutors.
So to translate, Trump's a criminal. He's going to jail for committing a smaller version of the same made-up crime that we in Congress have committed for years and forced you to pay for. And by the way, we're never apologizing for that because we don't have to, and CNN isn't going to make us. Screw you, America, and your stupid election. We're in charge.
Ah, well said, Tucker. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well said, Tucker. Coming back to the Mueller findings. Wait until they come out and how he's going to try and slay the dragon of Donald Trump and implicate this and implicate that. Special Counsel Mueller. This is all driven by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, the usual suspects. Let's all remember that. As Tucker Carlson is trying to tell everybody. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got just so many things going on. We have, of course, read from the grievance number 47. Wow. 47 grievances against the state of California. And there's more, all the way up to 95. We have weeks and weeks and weeks to go reading the grievances against the state of California and all of their proxies out there. And, of course, now you're realizing the state of California is under the control of the United Nations. Well, pretty much. They want to claim what's called hegemony over California and the United States. You see, because they view themselves as the world power. They are the world power and not the United States of America. Not you, not me, not anybody. That's just the way these people roll, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the way they roll. And we're not going to let them roll that way, are we? No, we're not going to let them do that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and make sure that you visit our websites, a21r.com for Agenda 21 Radio, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to